The following program is brought to you by Heritage Ministries with the prayer that you may realize our American system in its original form was birthed by God, and that you may know that God personally and accept the responsibility He's given you to preserve that system. The dying mother called her young son to her side. The 9-year-old boy would remember these words the rest of his life. She said to him, "Son, I want you to live as I have taught you, to love your heavenly Father and keep His commandments." Later, after her memorial service had just ended and everyone was walking away from the grave, the little boy ran back and threw himself down on her grave, sobbing, crying out to God to help him live like she had requested. That little boy was Abraham Lincoln. He would later say, "All that I am, my angel mother made me." His earliest memory of her was her teaching him to memorize the Ten Commandments as he sat at her feet. This was the kind of education that produced generation after generation of respectful, productive people who made America the most prosperous nation in world history. This way of educating produced government that was the freest in the world. In fact, it is attributed to Abraham Lincoln to have said, "The philosophy of education in one generation will be the philosophy of government in the next." No nation can be greater than its method of education. America's early education system was based on the Bible. Noah Webster, the father of that educational system, revealed its source when he stated, quote, "The Bible was America's basic textbook in all fields." Our forefathers simply institutionalized the method of education which the Bible taught. Harvard University was originally established for the education of ministers. Its original handbook said, "Let every student be plainly instructed to consider well that the main end of his life and studies is to know God and Jesus, which is eternal life." Noah Webster also revealed the purpose of education in his First American Dictionary, published in 1828. His definition of the word education shows this. It reads, quote, "Education comprehends all that series of instruction and discipline which is intended to enlighten the understanding, correct the temper, form the manners and habits of youth, and fit them for usefulness in their future stations. To give children a good education in manners, arts, and science is important," he said. "To give them a religious education is indispensable, and an immense responsibility rests on parents and guardians who neglect this duty." This definition actually reveals the secret of America's early success as a nation. It shows that their academic reason for educating was to enlighten the understanding. But there's much more to education than academics. Education also was to, quote, "correct the temper," Webster said. Here we see the forming of biblical morality in a child. Then, education was to, quote, "form the manners and habits of youth." This is the expressing of biblical character. Lastly, it was to equip them for usefulness in their future stations or vocations in life. Webster then warns parents that an immense responsibility rests on them if they neglect these duties. Here is the biblical teaching that parents will stand before God and give an account for the education they give or allow their children to receive. The very purpose of education is to teach the gospel to children. And that gospel includes teaching them reading, math, and science the way the Bible teaches it. It further means that we teach them to operate for their children the cultural institutions of education, government, and economy, the way the Bible commands them to be operated. The last words Jesus spoke before He ascended to heaven were, "All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go therefore and teach." Think about it, because if you don't, someone else will do your thinking for you and for your children, and you won't like what that brings to you. I'm Don Pinson. This has been Think About It. This program has been brought to you by Heritage Ministries, Our prayer is that you will accept your responsibility for restoring our original American system.